This is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. Welcome to Road School Moms Radio, where education meets adventure. Your hosts, Kimberly Travaglino of Full Time Families and Mary Beth Goff, the road trip teacher, will share advice, information, and encouragement to bring your road schooling efforts to new levels.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of Road School Moms Live. I'm one of your co-hosts, Kimberly Travaglino, full-time RVing mom to four road school kiddos and co-founder of FullTimeFamilies.com. And on the line with me is...
Hey, it's Mary Beth Goff, your road trip teacher, also full-time homeschool, road school, and mom of four kids, and the creator of RoadTripTeacher.com. And we are so excited to be with you tonight from wherever in the world you are.
That is the truth, Mary Beth. I have been so excited about this show since you and I came up with this idea a couple weeks ago. We've been working furiously on all the components for it, and as we've alluded to on our group page, our Facebook group page, our mailing list everywhere, we have a special gift created exclusively for Road School Moms by Road School Mom Mary Beth Goff. For all the listeners tonight. So I'm really excited about this show.
I am too. I'm so excited about this show. I'm excited to be well into our third season here at Road School Moms, and just, I don't know, it's really exciting to see all of our resources come together for this lifestyle that we have, and all the people we've met, and all the interviews that we've had, and all the cool things we've talked about, and the discussions we've had. And all the other Road School Moms that we've had live on the show have laid a great foundation for our third season, and it's just really coming together, I believe.
I think you're so right about that. And, had we tried to have this show last year, this show is dedicated to laying the foundation for a great road school year. I don't think we would have had this tool that we created. I think this tool was born out of all those interviews and all those previous shows that we had. So if you've missed any of those shows, you can catch them on roadschoolmoms.com or on iTunes at Road School Moms. So I have to, although I'm super excited about the show, I have to make it a little snappy because our road school week has not been completed. Usually on Sunday night, we're wrapping up our road school week, but we are in the Seattle area and we have tickets tonight to go to the top of the Space Needle. And also,
oh, how fun.
I'm so excited. I am so excited. So and also the Tahuli exhibit. If you're not familiar with Dale Tahuli, he's that glass artist that did the ceiling of the Bellagio. It's just spectacular. My kids have seen it many times when we were in Las Vegas. And he is a Tacoma resident. And he was adopted as a hometown hero by the city of Seattle. And so Seattle has their own glass and garden Tahuli exhibit, and we got a combo ticket for Space Needle and Tahuli at night. So I'm really excited. And then I looked up, true to my road school, I looked up how can I get more out of my kids seeing this Tahuli art? How can we understand it more? How can we understand what goes into creating a piece of Tahuli artwork? Sculpting it out of glass and hanging it and installing it, all of those things. So I Googled Tahuli for kids, and that's how I Google all my lessons, even the lessons I want to learn myself because I like the bite-sized pieces that people who make lessons for kids put things into. And I came up with this art project, which I'm really excited about because we don't do a lot of art, where you take blank shrinky-dink paper. You make really bold designs on it. You put your shrinky-dink paper in the oven, and it forms this kind of organic design. And then you collectively put all your kids' designs together and put them on the ceiling. And then you have your own very own Tahuli to hang, or in our case, Travaglino, to hang.
Oh, that's amazing. I hope you're going to take pictures of this in process. You know how I am with that, in a video, of course.
I absolutely will. And, you know, as in every week, we post our Road School Week, what my Road School Week looked like, on RoadSchoolMoms.com Facebook group. And I will be posting pictures of our in-process and finished product. So next week, we're doing it on Monday.
Well, I can't wait to see that. Our Road School Week has been a little bit crazy. I'm not sure that you and I have kept caught up on this week, but as you know, we left for Florida a couple of weeks ago. We were en route. However, we knew that we had this commitment that was made to my dad, actually, for an event that was in southern Indiana on the border of Kentucky. And we knew that we had that commitment and that we wanted to still participate in this event, which was a big car show that's just a thing my dad does, something that was a family affair. And but we did not want to wait to leave. So what we decided to do was go ahead and wait to leave. And we, as you know, we spent the week in Bremen, Georgia, had a really fun Jellystone Park down there. And then we drove back for this event over the weekend. And when I say drove back, I mean we actually drove, like, in a car, like in our tow vehicle, and left the RV at the campground. And so since we left the RV in the campground, we had to stay in a hotel. And let me tell you, this is the first time that we've had to pack for any sort of, like, trip like this, and with the anticipation of staying in a hotel. And I have to tell you how much I love my RV after being in a hotel for two nights, and or actually three nights, and just having to worry about all the things that you need while you're gone and you don't have with you on your home on wheels.
So true.
So, yeah. So we've done that today over the weekend. We had so much fun at the 40th annual Frog Folly Car Show, and I, true to our road school, we kind of, towards the end of the week, I realized that we'd been a little light on the road school lessons, so we picked up where we left off and learned all about cars. My dad showed the girls how to check the oil, and we learned about octane levels and all kinds of craziness over the weekend. So our road school was very automotive this weekend, and we are now happily on our way back through Kentucky and took a little pit stop for this, for our Road School Moms radio show, and I cannot wait to get home to our home on wheels later on, hopefully in the morning.
You know, it's funny you say that, because I was working on an infographic this afternoon for one of our sponsors. I was working on an infographic that said, homeschoolers and RVs go together like peanut butter and jelly. And I was listing all the reasons why that is, and one of them is because you can go and have the adventure of a lifetime with all the comforts of home. When else can you do that other than if you have an RV? If you have to pack a suitcase, which I find the most arduous of tasks, I can't stand packing suitcases anymore, and then you're dealing with that anxiety that you're getting something behind. If you have an RV, you pack at your leisure, you've got everything that you like with you, and off you go.
Well, I have to tell you, I don't know about you, but I don't even have suitcases anymore. So that was our first thing was, what are we going to, you know, so I had a laundry basket. I mean, I looked probably like the whatever going into the hotel room. I didn't even care. But, like, we don't even have suitcases. So
you're telling me that you went to the hotel with a laundry basket of your stuff?
I did. We went to laundry. I put the clean clothes. I thought it was brilliant. I put everybody's clean clothes, divided it up, kind of like stacked them together, put them in the laundry basket, and then when we left, most of the clothes were dirty. The things that were dirty, I put in the dirty skin like a garbage bag, actually. Threw it in the bottom of the clothes basket, put the clean clothes on top, and away we went. Easy peasy.
I love it. No, actually, that's not true. We have one single large duffel bag on wheels that floats, pulled down to nothing. It's totally collapsible. It's like the size of a three-ring binder when it's collapsed, and then it's the size of a small toddler when it's open. And like DJ can lay in it from head to foot. And I pack everything for six people in that one duffel bag. If it doesn't fit in that duffel bag, I'm sorry, you can't bring it. And that's it.
You have a lot of rules like that. If it doesn't fit in there, it doesn't go.
I do. I don't like to be overburdened with stuff, which is why I like living in 350 square feet, because I just don't have that opportunity.
I agree with you on that, sister. So tell us, I hear you have a new addition to your family, speaking of your family on wheels. I do. At part of our road school this week was adopting another dog. We have become the crazy dog family. If you're following along at home, we have 4 dogs now that live in 350 square feet with us. So you can imagine what my bed looks like when it's time to watch a movie and we've got 6 people lined up and 4 dogs at the foot. I can't believe the slide hasn't come crashing out of the RV yet. All the way.
Well, the dogs are very excited to catch up with the Travaglinos. We've not met now 2 of the
Travaglinos. Exactly. Well, you know, we adopt dogs pretty rapidly around here, so you better come and find us fast so that you can see them before we go crazy and add another one. But we had 3 dogs, and the story goes that one child decided that one dog was his. And I thought, bully for you, that's awesome. I love that you're going to take 100% responsibility for that dog. And then subsequently, another child said, guess what? This dog is mine. And I thought, well, this is going really well. Until third child said, I don't have a dog. And as we all know, Prince, our newest addition, our newest 80-pound addition, is most definitely Chris's dog. Why it's important for people to have their own dog. And this was my special needs child who I thought would really benefit the most from having his own dog, and how silly of us not to have one for him. So enter Lily. We went on Chihuahua Rescue. I said that she could have a dog as long as it was tiny and pooped tiny dog poop, because I can't take any more. Larger poop. Had to be rabbit-sized poop in a dog. And it turns out that Chihuahuas do that. They poop like rabbits. So we went to Chihuahua Rescue, and we found Lily, who is such a sweetie. And we have a picture of her and Blaze on the Road School Moms Facebook group as part of what our road school looks like this week.
Well, I love that, and I love that you are flexible enough, to add another pet to your entourage, no matter, you know, everybody has the whole concerns about who's going to take care of it, and do you have room for it, and are you going to afford it, and all that crazy stuff, but just the fact that you were flexible enough to allow it, because it really was something that was good for your kid, is gets you lots of stars in my book, you know that.
Well, I think they're all crazy people stars, because I do feel like a crazy person having all these dogs in this RV. But you know what? There's room for everybody in our family. So what's another one?
That's funny.
So well, we made some notes. Oh, go ahead, Mary Beth.
Oh, sorry. I was just going to say, I want to say hello to Jill. I think it's tonight there in Indianapolis, which isn't too awfully far from where I was earlier today. So I'm sad about that, because now I'm farther away. And then we've also got Jen on our chat with us tonight. So just wanted to remind you, if you are listening to us while you're live, you can go to our roadschoolmoms.com website and listen live or talk with us live on our chat box.
Absolutely. Go ahead. And why don't you start on the chat box telling us what you want your road school to look like this year? What are some major accomplishments that you want to reach in your road school? Maybe give us the ages of your road scholars. That would be great information to have on the chat. And we will start with the notes that we created. Well, first of all, I need to make a side and say we're saying prayers for everyone that was affected by this weekend's earthquake in San Francisco. And I seem to recall, Mary Beth, that one of your study guides refers to that this is far from the first time San Francisco has suffered a major earthquake.
We do, actually. If you have the Golden Gate and San Francisco study guide, then you know about the earthquake of 1906 and all the devastation that it caused. And while it really demolished, I guess would be the word, of a huge portion of San Francisco, it also paved the way for a lot of economic and social improvements that came out of that tragedy and came out of that natural disaster.
back several decades ago. So, and I would like to say this evening for anyone that's listening to our show and would like to have a copy of the Golden Gate and San Francisco Study Guide, I'll be glad to send you one so you can read all about the earthquake that happened back then. And maybe that'll spark some interest in your road school this week about the weather or earthquakes or San Francisco or something like that. So if you'd like to have a copy of the San Francisco Study Guide, just email me at info@roadtripteacher.com and I'll be glad to send you one. And if you're listening on our podcast and it's not during our live show, that's okay. That offer is still good for you. So just, again, email me at info@roadtripteacher.com and we'll send it to you.
That's so generous of you. Okay, so step number one for laying the foundation of for a great road school year is, you and I talk about this all the time in every aspect of our lives, setting realistic expectations. Well, that is the truest words ever spoken, and let me just give you an example of this in my road school. A couple things, as I was thinking about my goals, our academic goals for our Road School 101 crew, this year I started thinking about, I've got a third grader, 9 years old, and so some of the goals that I have for her this year are her times tables, and she's been very interested in cursive writing, so we're going to do that. And in setting those realistic goals, instead of, you know, writing down or thinking in terms of I want her to learn cursive writing or I want her to be able to write the Constitution in cursive or whatever, you know, like that, I just simply stated on our goals that she wanted to learn to write her name in cursive. And so that was a very easily attainable goal. That was like on a goal for like the first part of the year. Instead of putting so much pressure on, you know, and just like the times tables, instead of, you know, thinking, oh, we want to learn times tables from 1 through 20, you know, start out easy on yourself and on your road schooler. You know, if you're going to dive into the times tables, maybe just do the 1 through 5. And if you get farther than that, great. But what I found with my guys and girls is that if you set attainable goals and you set goals that are realistic, then it gives them the latitude to accomplish those goals and then exceed those goals. And so what happens with all my crew is if you give them an attainable goal, 9 times out of 10 they will attain that goal and they will go farther because they feel like they finished it and they want to just learn more. And, you know, they're a sponge, and that's what our road school is all about. That is so true, and such a good reminder for road school moms, homeschool moms, any mom to set realistic goals and let them reach those goals. One thing that I have struggled with in my RV is that I have great ideas when I'm not in the middle of road schooling. I have great ideas. Maybe I'm laying down reading a book at night and I have a great idea. And I very rarely record that idea down, and then I get frustrated that I have now forgotten this wonderful idea. So I want to introduce what Mary Beth has been working furiously on for the last few weeks, and that is our ultimate road school planner. And like I said, every listener this week is a winner. And even, again, if you're listening on the podcast, all you have to do is we'll give out the link at the end of the show for you to get your free copy of the Ultimate Road School Planner. If you've ever used a homeschool planner or even a calendar, this is a must-have tool for your RVing adventures or even homeschool vacationing adventures. There are a lot of times where I plan up front where I'm going and I forget what it is I want to learn there. Let's take, for instance, the Seattle thing. I had a bunch of things on my list that I wanted to incorporate into my road school from being in Seattle, and that Dale Chisley installation was a big one on my list. And had I not written it down somewhere, I would have forgotten it. This is the only planner on the planet that accommodates for you to incorporate your on-the-road learning activities into your curriculum. This is such a great deal that you've done, Mary Beth. You've done an amazing job with this planner.
Well, thank you so very much, and I have to give credit where credit's due, and that's, you know, you were a big contributor to this planner, lots of your ideas, and I have to hand a little credit to, or not a little, but a lot, to Laura Hamilton. She's taught in the public school system for a while, and she's, as you know, if you've
been listening at home for very long. She's an FTF member, full-time family member. She's at our Road School Convention, and she brings a lot of teacher perspective, I guess, the word I'm looking for. And so she helps with some of this also, and I'm excited to bring it to you. And it really comes from, like many of the things that I create, it comes from my need and what I needed to help plan my road school. And so that's why we're offering that to our group of road school moms. Hope it helps you as much as it's helped me.
I think it's great. You know, some people steer clear of planners. They feel that they're too restrictive. This is a planner that you can use as much of or as little of. And really, for me, I'm going to be using it to write down all those notes that I have at night. One of the things that you incorporated in the planner, which we talked about with our Road School Moms this week on the Facebook group, is a little goal-setting interview that you have with your child. Like you said, you have the one child that wanted to write cursive. This is a great way to write down, have an intentional time with your child and write down what their goals are for this year, and write down the steps that it's going to take to get to those goals and keep yourself on board. I find that I get so much more done if I just jot it down somewhere. Do you find that too, Mary Beth?
I do. I do. And a lot of times with something like this, what I will do with this actually, and I haven't done it yet, but this is my intent this week with my crew, is that I will give something like this to my kiddos, the ones that can write already, the older ones, and let them have some time to think about it, you know, and put their thoughts together and to write it. And then after, you know, letting them have 10 minutes or so to themselves, then sit down with each one individually. And like you said, spend intentional time talking with them about their goals so that I don't, because what I found in my road school, the one thing that I love about homeschooling my kids is that I learn so much more about them. And so many times when life is, you know, my life was busier and, you know, things were more cookie cutter, I just done whatever everybody else was doing, to be honest. And, you know, because I thought that's what they wanted. And it's so nice to be able to sit down and really hear their goals, you know, hear the things they want to learn or they want to talk about. As you know, we talked about this a few weeks ago. My third grader wants to learn French. That was not anything that would have been, I would have never sat down with her and said, by the way, would you like to learn a foreign language? That wouldn't have not came out of my mouth. So had she not had time to think of that on her own, you know, I would never have known that.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think last week we talked about that Blaise just sat there on the couch and very nonchalantly said, I'd like to know more about the Trojan War and the French Revolution. I'm really interested in that. And I thought, well, that's so refreshingly wonderful. I'd love to teach you more or just learn along with you more about that. And what I did learn about the French Revolution was that in some ways it was a small mirror. It was inspired by our own American Revolution, which I had no reference in my mind what the timelines were between those. But their document of independence sounds very familiar to ours.
Well, and the thing, too, that I, you know, we talked about the French Revolution after your conversation last week on the show, and that sparked all kinds of interest with my seventh grader, you know, this week. That's something that he wants, you know, that he wants to explore a little bit more, too. So I just think that when you start talking about things with your kids, all that, you know, it gives that spark, and that's what we're looking for, because they're going to learn naturally. They're little sponges, and it really takes, I mean, it takes some guidance from, you know, us as moms, but really, they'll pave the way. You just need to follow along and make sure they're headed in the right direction.
Absolutely. Now, let's transfer over to organization, because we've mentioned three or four topics which would necessitate maybe some books or maybe some iPad apps or whatever. What do you find is the best way to organize your road school in your RV?
Well, I'll tell you one thing. When I knew we were talking about the organization, I had intended on actually photographing our road school supplies, because we were on the road for almost the full 2 years road schooling before I finally sat down and took away all the things I didn't need and pared that all down and actually organized that. And as you know, I keep a road school Road School Mom's bag. I'm sorry, Road Trip Teacher bag. Road School Mom's, Road Trip Teacher. It's all the same to me. But I keep a Road School bag with me at all times. It has everything that we need to do lap books or, you know, most of the things that we do in our road school on a daily basis. I keep that with me. It's packed all the time, no matter where we are. And then I have two drawers in our RV. It's actually under our dinette. On one side, it's for my little learner who's going into kindergarten this year. The other side is for my older kids. And so I divide things up, you know, on the younger side, the crayons are all in a box. You know, on the older side, I have different, you know, markers and things, and they're all in, shoe boxes and things like that. So I keep mine by type. And then as we've talked before, I've got a game basket and an art basket and you know, something like that. But mostly all of our road school supplies are in those two drawers under the dinette.
That's good. I have gone through several different transitions in organizing my road school, and I'm actually right now posting on the chat a video of how we used to organize it when we were in a different rig and when my kids were littler and needed more self-leading, needed more hands-on attention. And when my kids were littler, we had fabric magazine holders with pockets in them, and I would fill the pockets every week, and they would go and grab one worksheet per pocket out, and we'd be able to work down the list. Now that my kids are more self-led, we keep everything in a bench. We actually use the bench for dinner and breakfast, and then we can also open the bench and get the supplies we need and then work at the table right there. So it's really convenient. The bench fits a lot. This is our second bench. Our first bench was even bigger, but it was heavier, and I wanted to reduce the weight. So we pared down our supplies and got a smaller bench, and it's perfect for us.
I love that. I haven't seen your bench. Did you get this bench after we've been together? Because I don't remember the bench.
Oh, you've seen the bench plenty of times. You probably sat on the bench and not realized that it was full of homeschool supplies.
Probably not. That's such a versatile idea. And as you know, or as you know, our listeners know too, the, you know, doubling up something to use for one thing and later for another is an awesome idea. So I absolutely love that idea.
I do too. I really love our bench. Okay. Number three, we've touched on this a lot actually. Working together with your Road Scholars to create the perfect curriculum for them. And as we touched on this, in the planner that Mary Beth created, there's those interview sheets to set goals with your Rhodes students. I sat down the other day and said, it's important for me that you guys know your times table. So every week we're going to be working on a different times table, and we start the beginning of the week with copy work, and we do the end of the week with memorization based on the copy work, you know, that hand-eye coordination that we always talk about, the writing connection. So by the end of the week, they're orally reciting their times tables, and it's been working out perfectly. This is our fourth week doing it and our fourth times table, and everyone's moving along swimmingly. But that was important for me. It was not, no one came to me and said, I want to know my times table, Mom. But like I said in the past, they do come up with really great things that they want to know about. So working together means, for me, that it's us as a team working on their curriculum, which is nothing I ever expected it to be when I thought what homeschooling was going to be like. I thought I was going to continue to buy box curriculums and force feed them this information, and we'd go merrily down the road. But it's much better to work together.
Well, it is better to work together. And I will say this year I have included my kids more in the types of curriculums that we're going to do. I also do not use a box curriculum. We do use online for some of our studies. The timeforlearning.com is what we use for our online subscriber for some of that. But I actually sat down with my road schoolers this year and talked to them. You know, I have one that, and Kimberly, you and I have talked about this, my oldest one, my seventh grader this year, he does not want to read a book on an iPad or an electronic device. He wants to read a book. And so anything that has to do with a lot of reading, you know, I have to keep that in mind. And so, you know, sometimes we have workbooks and we've, you know, I've talked with them about, you know, well, what do you think about writing? You know, do we want to try a workbook? Do we want to, you know, do something online? And they all have very definitive answers about that, and I love that because, you know, I want to give them the right tools. And if they don't want to read online, then I don't want to be, you know, 50% of their reading to be online. You know, so I've been really tried to be in tune with that this year, and it's gotten them excited about some of the new things that we're going to learn. So working as a team is definitely a top three on my list.
That's great. I'm so happy that we've come to this place, both you and I, because in the beginning, our shows, we talked a lot about a lack of confidence on our part in homeschooling, how overwhelming it can be at times. And this year, I feel really great about where we're both headed or in our rigs.
I do too. And as we talked before, it's you know, it's just a process. It's an evolution. It's a lot of flexibility on your part, and it's some encouragement and some faith in your part also, and some faith in your road school and some faith in yourself. And it's just a natural process. And once you let the pressure, you know, don't put so much pressure on yourself and your road schooler for that matter, then you will see it grow by leaps and bounds.
Absolutely. Our next step in the process is record keeping. Depending on where you are a registered homeschooler, and we very much advocate that you are a registered homeschooler, depending on where in the world you do that, you will have different record-keeping responsibilities. Now, I'm registered in the state of Florida as a homeschooler, and I'm registered with a charter school, which means that I have to report attendance quarterly. That's all I have to do. And I use Mary Beth's free printable, which is from the roadtripteacher.com. I'm going to link that onto a chat right now, to record the attendance. What is it that you have to do, Mary Beth, for your record keeping?
Well, my road school, my road schoolers are registered in the state of Indiana, and we are just required to keep attendance annually. They're required to have 180 days of school for the year. So I just keep this record, and I keep it in their binder, actually. Each one of my kiddos have a binder, and they keep that record in their binder. They actually write the date for themselves and decide whether they're present or if we're on a field trip or if we're doing I've got a couple different options for you to code your road school day or your homeschool day on the attendance record, and so that's how we keep track of that.
Now, at our road school convention in Tucson in April, one of our vendors was the Sensenick family with My Homeschool Transcript. And if you are in a state that requires more progressive record keeping than just attendance, or if you are keeping records for your homeschooling high school student who's going to need a transcript to get into college, then this is a program you might be wanting to look into. Again, it's myhomeschooltranscripts.com. Did you get to talk to them about that, Mary Beth, how that works?
I actually did, and I've explored that a little bit. My oldest is in seventh grade, so we're not quite ready for those transcripts, but I think it's never too early to start looking at what it takes to go into those transcripts and the things that you're going to need later on, and myhomeschooltranscripts.com is a great resource and one that I know I'll definitely be using to keep track of those that information.
Well, I've just gone on their website to link that to, again, our chat transcript on roadschoolmoms.com, and I noticed that they're running a summer special, say 15% off. So if you're interested in that, I'm putting the link on the chat, and you can go save yourself some money. Now, let's talk about road schooling various ages. When I started road schooling, I had a 7-year-old, a 6-year-old, a 4-year-old, and a newborn, and that was quite interesting. I've taken some time to create a Pinterest board full of ideas for busy work for your road schoolers that are not yet ready for the type of, you know, instruction, road school instruction. What kinds of busy work did you use, Mary Beth?
Well, I can tell you that we I had busy boxes, and I will share that information. It'll be later on in the week, but I'll share that information. There's a post I just can't find. I've been looking for it while we've been talking. But I created busy boxes. They were simply out of shoe boxes that had some different things in it. Some of them were building. Some of them were just sorting. Some of those were coloring. I mean, it was just all the normal preschool things. And I kept those boxes in a place so that my littles could just go through that and, you know, find what they wanted and feel like they're participating in road school. I also, a lot of times, especially in this last year's with the road school, I used the older ones to help with our littler one, because what better, you know, they need to be reading anyway. What better way for them to read out loud to one of their younger siblings? You know, that's a win-win for both sides. So that's another thing we did. And if you've done any of our study guides, or any for any of our listeners that have done study guides in the past month, those all have preschool packs attached to them. So a lot of times, if like with the Grand Canyon, if your older kids are doing a study guide from roadtripteacher.com, there's a preschool pack that you can download for free that has a couple of the vocabulary words, easy ones, and some coloring pages, and just a few things that your littler road schoolers can do to feel like they're participating and learning the same information.
Oh, I love that. I really love that. You also didn't have so much the busy boxes. I'm not that organized, but we did have a bunch of toys that only came out during instruction time so that DJ would be interested in them. And then also my husband was home, working from the camper, and there were a lot of times that he just needed to take DJ out to go for a walk, go for a nature walk, hang out with the dogs, whatever. So what else do we need to talk about? Stephanie, we posted this question, what do you do with your little kids when you're homeschooling? And Stephanie Simpson wrote back on our Facebook group saying, sorting activities by colors and shapes, magnet dress-up dolls, mag formers, chalkboard drawing, stories on CD, things to do, things to spot books, wipe clean and dry erase marker books, and activities. So those are all great things. And I've posted the Pinterest board, which has some of these fun things I found this afternoon to do with little kids when you're road schooling.
And I want to take this time to not to encourage you out there. If you don't have to have formal ways to keep your little ones busy. One thing that I, not too long ago, that I'd done, and Tori's five, so it's not that she's even all that little anymore, but, you know, life skills and the normal things. She loves to do the dishes. So when we got done, all the other kids were reading, and I took the silverware door, dumped it out. She washed all the silverware, and when she got done, she dried it, and then she sorted all the silverware, big forks, little forks, spoons, knives, whatever, sorted those back in there. You know, that's the same lesson that you would get by sorting blocks or sorting different shapes, you know, just in something that's real life. So don't discount yourself and real life skills and the things that you do right can do right there in your own rig to keep your little ones busy.
That is brilliant. I love that idea. I'm about to go dump out my silverware drawer. Maybe I'll wait till Monday. But I love that idea because when you live in a rig and you don't have a dishwasher anymore, the silverware could always use an extra wash and rinse.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I love that idea, Mary Beth. I'm so happy you shared that. Terrific.
Thank you.
Number six, step six, is relax. It's all going to be okay. We've talked about this many times on many different shows. Your children will learn in spite of you. So
yeah,
take a deep breath and just relax. I have a great post on full-time families that I read myself all the time called Relax, New Homeschool Mom, It's All Going to Be Okay, just like I just said. And what I love about that post is it's got all the trigger words that I told myself in the beginning that made me absolutely crazy, and it's got a list attached to it of what your child should know, vague guidelines per grade. And it's so wonderful to be able to just check off that list without even trying. Because we are road schoolers, because we have these amazing learning opportunities right outside our RV door, there's so much that our children are learning, and I forget all the time that we're learning all these things. And to go through that list and check it off and say, yeah, they know that, and we didn't even have to crack open a book, is very rewarding for me.
Well, I agree with that. And, you know, like we've talked before, and we can just keep saying the same words, you know, relax, it'll happen and all that. But if you are new to homeschooling and definitely new to road schooling and you're not enjoying your road school day with your kiddos, then I will encourage you to go to sleep tonight. And when you close your eyes, let it go. And when you wake up tomorrow, enjoy your day with your road schoolers, because I promise you it'll be okay. I promise you that it'll all work out. And I promise you that even if you sat on the couch all day long and looked out the window and didn't say a word, your kids are still going to learn something tomorrow. And so if you're not enjoying yourself, please do so. And if you're a seasoned homeschooler or road schooler and you're feeling the stresses of it, just remember what brought you there to the first place. We all want what's best for our kids, and there is no one that knows better for their kids than a road school mama. So trust yourself. Have faith in yourself and have faith in your kiddos.
So well said. Such a great reminder. So now we've gone through the 6 steps of laying a great foundation for your road school, and now we're going to give you that tool that Mary Beth created, the Ultimate Road School Planner. It is available for you on a form that we created. All you have to do is give us your name and email address, and it will be automatically delivered to you to download. It's got some great forms in there, and you just print as many as you need for each student. So you've got curriculum choices. I love the password keeper because I can never remember any of my passwords anymore. That's a great addition to this. Goal setting, a reading log, a daily to-do list broken down by morning, afternoon, and just for fun, a weekly schedule, a field trip planner, which this educational goals is such a wonderful trigger for me to remember why it is we're going on this field trip and what it is I wanted my children to take away from this field trip. Quarterly academic planners, for January, you could pick a theme for the month, you could pick projects for the month, books to read, field trips you want to go on. True to road schooling, there's a map that your students can fill out, the states they visited or the states they want to visit. They can draw their route across the country on this map. Anything. It's totally open-ended. Whatever you want to do with those maps of the United States, go ahead and go for. There's every month in your road school for you to map out exactly what you want to do when. There's a family bucket list, which is great for planning trips or telling you what you completed. The attendance sheet is there. It's amazing. I can't wait. So I have posted the form, and all you have to do is fill it out. And if you are listening on iTunes, the form link will be on Road School Mom. So you can just navigate to the show, Road School Moms, this show, laying great foundations for your road school, and you can get your planner right there.
And one thing I'll remind you, and Kimberly and I, we're going to talk more about this on some later shows, but her and I are going to be doing some short videos about how we use this planner with in our own road school. And it is offset just a little bit so that when you print it out that it'll fit easily into a binder, or if you want to actually physically bind the whole planner, it's made to do that. So if you have any questions, don't hesitate to email either one of us at info@roadtripteacher.com for me or kimberly@fulltimefamilies.com for Katie.
Absolutely. And if you have any suggestions of a form that you would like to see in there, we would love to hear that from you. This planner was created out of, like Mary Beth said, her needs, my needs, and even the needs of Laura, who was a public school teacher. She helped give us some ideas for what would make for a well-rounded school year. And so if you have some forms that you feel are missing, please help us make this the best planner for your road schooling adventure.
Absolutely.
Well, it's been a great show. I have to wrap up early because I've got to go to the Space Needle.
Well, we'll be so excited to hear all about your trip next week at the same time, same place, here on the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. And until then, I'm just excited to hear about your trip.
Yes, and I'd love to hear people who downloaded the road trip planner. I'd love your feedback.
Yes, me as well.
Well, have a good night and safe travels.
Safe travels.
This is Kimberly.
And this is Mary Beth, your road school moms.
on the road where education meets adventure. Until next time, we wish you safe travels and leave you with our traveler's prayer. Lord, be our guide and protector. Let those I encounter be blessed by my words. Let my hands be filled with your work, and may I be filled with your grace and kind words for others. May I be a light unto those around me on the journey ahead. Amen.
Amen. This has been a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. If you'd like more information, go to RoadSchoolMoms.com.